Due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
You want to step into my world? It's a social psychotic state of bliss. You've been delayed in the real world. How many times have you hit at me? Your cat can't show disfiguration. I want to laugh myself to death. With a big fight, so that's with a big configuration. I'll hold the line while you gasp for breath.
You want to talk to me? You wanna 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 talk to me? Let's do it. Let's do it.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Welcome to episode number 4 of the Cancer Experience. I am Cancer, your host, and thank you for tuning in tonight. Got a really great show for you. Haven't done one in a couple weeks because we had some server problems over at VampireRadio.com. We got a really good show lined up tonight. I wanted to announce also that Stand and Deliver will no longer be airing. I'm having too much trouble concentrating on two shows, so I'm cutting that one out. I'm going to continue with this show and put even more energy into it. The result is going to be you're going to have more shows in the future that go 45 minutes or even an hour long, and it'll help me concentrate on the bits and do some better writing for this show. I really think you're going to like what's in store for you tonight, so let's get it started. All right, let's face it. We all hate telemarketers. Telemarketers know we hate them, so why do they keep calling? If you've ever wanted to try something new when a telemarketer dials you up right in the middle of dinner, this might be an idea for you.
Hi, my name is Bob. What I wanted to do is, you were interested in maybe getting together, setting up an appointment, and reviewing some of the finances?
Yeah.
Is this a bad time?
No, it's fine.
Okay. Sounds like I'm getting in the middle of a workout.
No.
Okay. I suggest that we get together. You might want to come by the office.
Yeah, let's get together.
So, when would you like to set something up?
As soon as possible would be great. Yeah. Yeah, let's do it soon.
Are you going to be there for a little while?
Not really, no.
Okay. When can you come over?
When you want me to come over. Yeah.
Not tomorrow.
Tomorrow will be good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So, do you want to do it in the morning?
Yeah, I'd like to do it in the morning.
Okay.
When?
I'll put my back.
Tell me.
You want to come in at 9 o'clock?
Yeah, 9 o'clock. You want to come in?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is this a bad time?
No, it's fine.
Okay. Sounds like I'm getting in the middle of a workout.
No.
Okay. I suggest that we get together. You might want to come by the office.
Yeah, let's get together.
So, when would you like to set something up?
As soon as possible would be great. Yeah. Yeah, let's do it soon.
Are you going to be there for a little while?
Not really, no.
Okay. When can you come over?
When you want me to come over. Yeah.
Not tomorrow.
Tomorrow will be good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So, do you want to do it in the morning?
Yeah, I'd like to do it in the morning.
Okay.
When?
I'll put on my back.
Tell me.
Do you want to come in at 9 o'clock?
Yeah, 9 o'clock. You want to come in?
Yeah.
Yeah. What should I wear?
What should you wear?
Yeah.
Casual suits? Fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
Can I go in your back? I got a call. I got
no, keep going.
Okay.
Cancer Experience Original.
If your dog passes gas and you claim it, if your wife has ever said, come move this transmission so I can take a bath, if your lawn furniture used to be your living room furniture, if you've been married 3 times and still have the same in-laws, if somebody hollers hoedown and your girlfriend hits the floor, you own a home that is mobile and 14 cars that aren't, grandmother can properly execute the sleeper hold. You might be a redneck. You might be a redneck. You might be a redneck.
I want a bowl of raw red meat right now. Forget about that. Bring me a live cow over to the table. I'll carve off what I want and ride the rest on.
Cancer Experience Original.
Boys have a penis, girls have a vagina.
You know what happens if you don't please me? I get very, very mad.
Oh, God. Oh, I like that.
I've had it up to here, listening to a small segment of people trying to put down America. America's the greatest land on earth, and we ought to be proud of what we have. I'm proud of America, I'm proud of our people, and I'm going to prove it. We're American and damn proud of it.
Frankly, I'm getting a little ticked off.
Go to hell.
Helping your kids get a good education is important, but there are some things kids won't learn in school. Here are 10 essential rules of life. Rule number one, life is not fair. Get used to it. Rule number two, the world won't care about your self-esteem. The world will expect you to accomplish something before you feel good about yourself. Rule number three, you will not make $40,000 a year right out of high school, and you won't be a vice president with a car phone until you earn both of them. Rule number four, if you think your teacher is tough, wait till you get a boss. Rule number five, flipping burgers is not beneath your dignity. Your grandparents had a different word for burger flipping. They called it opportunity. Rule number six, if you screw up, it's not your parents' fault. So don't whine about your mistakes. Learn from it. Rule number seven. Before you were born, your parents weren't as boring as they are now. They got that way from paying your bills, cleaning your clothes, and listening to you talk about how cool you are. So before you save the rainforest from the blood-sucking parasites of your parents' generation, try cleaning the closet in your own room. Rule number eight. Life is not divided into semesters. You don't get summers off. And very few employers are interested in helping you find yourself. Do that on your own time. Rule number nine. Television is not real life. In real life, people actually have to leave the coffee shop and go to jobs. Rule number 10. Be nice to nerds. Chances are you'll end up working for one.
I feel good today, Soundbob. We're gonna make some money. And you know what we're gonna do? We're gonna go to that party. We're gonna get some pussy. I'm gonna fuck this bitch. I'm gonna fuck this bitch. I'll fuck anything that moves.
I do want to remind you that the Freak Show is coming up right after the Cancer Experience here on VampireRadio.com. The Freak Show features Adam, Brittany, Michael, and Lowell. 2 hours of fun. I'm sure you'll enjoy it. Up next, another Cancer Experience original.
Cancer Experience Original.
An extremely modest man was in the hospital for a series of tests, the last of which left his bodily systems extremely upset. Upon making several false alarm trips to the bathroom, he figured the latest episode was just that, so he stayed put. Suddenly, however, he filled his bed with diarrhea and was embarrassed beyond his ability to remain rational. In a complete loss of composure, he jumped out of bed, gathered up the bed sheets, and threw them out the hospital window. A drunk was walking by the hospital when the sheets landed on him.
Ow!
The drunk started yelling, cursing, and swinging his arms violently in an attempt to free himself of the sheets. He ended up with the soiled sheets in a tangled pile at his feet. As the drunk stood there staring down at the sheets, a hospital security guard who had witnessed the entire incident walked up to him and asked, "What the hell is going on?" The drunk, still staring down at the sheets, replied, "I think I just beat the shit out of a ghost."
All right, let's shoot this fucker. Where do I go?
You'll be fighting with the octopus.
Oh, for Christ's sake. God damn, it's cold.
It'll warm up once you're in it.
Fuck you, you come out here. Hey, throw me that whiskey.
All right, let's put it on film. Camera?
Rolling.
Sound? And action! And cut. That was perfect.
If you've got any comments about the cancer experience, feel free to send them to cancer@vampireradio.com. I do read all my email, although it takes me a little while to get back to you sometimes. If there's something you like about the show, let me know, and likewise, if you don't like it, let me know. And if you have some material you think would be good on the program, go ahead and send it to me. A number of people contribute to this show, and it's a much larger work than just what I do, so send those comments to cancer@vampireradio.com. Here's another Cancer Experience original.
Cancer Experience original.
The brutal terrorist attacks on September 11th, 2001, and the mysterious occurrences of the number 11 surrounding that event. The date of the attack, 9/11. 9 plus 1 plus 1 equals 11. September 11th is the 254th day of the year. 2 plus 5 plus 4 equals 11. After September 11th, there are 111 days left to the end of the year. 119 is the area code to Iran and Iraq. 1 plus 1 plus 9 equals 11. Twin towers standing side by side look like the number 11. The first plane to hit the towers was Flight 11. The state of New York, the 11th state added to the Union. New York City, 11 letters. Afghanistan, 11 letters. The Pentagon, 11 letters. Ramzi Youssef, the man convicted of orchestrating the attack on the World Trade Center in 1993, also has 11 letters. Flight 11, 92 were on board. 9 plus 2 equals 11. Flight 77, 65 people were on board. 6 plus 5 equals 11. What does it mean? You decide. Okay, well, that ties up our first segment. Stay with us. We'll be right back after a word from these sponsors.
VampFangs.com, the ultimate combination to satisfy your every need. Fangs, vampire vixens, chats, and so much more. Come see where everyone really hangs out. Chat with people who understand. Come to the place that no one forgets. www.vampfangs.com and experience just waiting to happen.
www.thegothicstore.com is your source for high-quality dark art t-shirts, posters, and other dark gothic merchandise. Only first-rate materials and silkscreen production are used to reproduce original, exclusive dark art by both known and unknown artists. The Gothic Store features a secure online order system, and they accept all major credit cards, personal checks, and mail orders. Visit www.thegothicstore.com today and see why they are a leader in gothic t-shirt apparel.
Gothicstore.com is a member of the Better Business Bureau of Southern California.
www.onlysorrow.org. You can help support the Ellen Claire Lawrence Memorial Scholarship by going to www.onlysorrow.org and purchasing their compilation CD. For only $15, you get a CD containing the talent of the Crew Shadows, Audra, Second Skin, The Azoic, and many other great artists, from gothic to ethereal to industrial and even ambient. All proceeds from the sale of the CD go to the Ellen Claire Lawrence Memorial Scholarship. www.onlysorrow.org.
Think you've heard enough? We don't think so.
Vampire Radio.
Welcome. .2/loop. Loops, the monthly dark wave, shockwave, music zine digest. Each month, music industry news, synopsis, specially selected dark web beats, plus music reviews on various topics. Welcome.2/loop. Images, animation, sound effects, music news, all in an interactive CD-ROM style presentation. Requires the free Macromedia plugin to play. Welcome.2/loop.
The Graffiti Shop, the place to shop in Arizona for unique clothing, accessories, and apparel. The Graffiti Shop carries a huge selection of vinyl, jewelry, incense, footwear, and whatever paraphernalia you may require. Custom silk screening is also available. The Graffiti Shop is located at 414 South Mill Avenue in Tempe, Arizona. Call 480-921-8821 for full product line and services offered. 480-921-8821. The Graffiti Shop, the place in Arizona to shop.
Harmonic Seduction by Cami Ellen and Darling Violetta. Their latest release, the Kill You EP, features two tracks previously heard on Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Their latest single, Spoiled and Rotten, will send your heart into a spiral of passion. It only takes a moment to lose your soul to Darling Violetta. The Kill You EP is available now at Tower Records, Amazon.com, DarlingVioletta.com, and other online merchants.
Greetings. This is Brittany, formerly of the Cancer Project. And for all of you just dying to know, Michael and I have had anal sex. And I have all the dirty little details for you waiting on our new show, The Freak Show, starting Sunday, October 14th, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
I scored!
It's okay, because we still have time left. Listen to The Freak Show!
Bastards!
Welcome back to the Cancer Experience, starring me, Cancer. Do listen to the Freak Show coming up right after the Cancer Project. That's in about a half hour, give or take. This next segment has been long awaited. Here is the premiere of Satan Chat.
Cancer Experience Original.
Abandon all hope, ye who enter here.
It's time once again for Satan Chat. Join us as we get buck naked and dance sky clad under the moonlight with the Master of Darkness. Your host of Satan Chat is author of the best-selling occult books, Satan and Me, Rituals to Open the Gates of Hell, and The Black Magic Guide for Dummies. Here he is, your necromancer, Dominic.
Welcome to Satan Chat, the show where we praise our infernal lord and do his bidding. Let's go to our phones and take some of your calls. Hello, and welcome to Satan Chat.
Hello, Dominic. I'm a big fan.
Thank you for calling.
I was performing one of the rituals in your book, specifically the ritual to summon fire demons, and I just can't get it to work correctly.
Ah, yes. Well, first off, have you accepted Satan as your one true master?
Yes, I have.
And did you prepare the circle of blood with a 66-day-old serpent?
Yes.
Did you have sex with a goat for 7 days prior to the ritual?
Yes, I did.
Did you perform the ritual at midnight on the day before the full moon of the 10th month of the year?
Yes.
And did you remember to adjust for daylight savings time?
No.
Uh-huh. Well, there's your problem. Try again next year and don't forget the time change. Unless you live in Arizona, of course, where they're smart enough not to change their clocks twice a year.
Thanks, Dominic.
Anytime. And if any of you out there have successfully summoned a fire demon this October, call in and tell us about it. Okay, next caller.
Hello, Dominic.
What can I do for you today?
I got these Mormons in my neighborhood who just won't leave me alone. They constantly knock on my door, trying to shove their Book of Mormon in my face. They're scaring my kids. What can I do?
Excellent question. I get this one a lot. There's a very simple ritual in my book, Casting Mormons into Darkness. You'll need two sheep and a Mormon infant. Give it a try. I think it's going to do the trick.
Thanks, Dominic.
Okay, next caller.
You are a fucking freak!
Thank you! Next caller.
Oh my god! Oh my god, Dominic! I want to have your baby. Please accept me as your love slave. Tie me up, whip me, beat me, do whatever you will with me. Douse me in the blood of the Christian. I am yours to command.
Oh, that is very flattering, caller. But I already have a full harem. Leave your number with my producer, and if one of my wives should happen to be fallen, accident, during a ritual or something, I'll be sure to give you a call. Next caller.
Yeah, I raised a fire demon last week.
Ah, and how did it go?
About 2 seconds after I raised it, it jumped from the circle and sodomized me for over 7 hours. Then, around dawn, it just faded away.
No doubt it lost its power after a night of sodomy and was forced to return to hell.
Oh, don't get me wrong. I'm not complaining. It was actually a pretty pleasurable experience.
Yes, yes, there's nothing quite like being raped by a fire demon. However, if you're not the type that likes forced sodomy, be sure to sacrifice 13 chickens right before the ritual. Okay, next caller.
Father O'Flannery here. Repent and accept Jesus Christ as your one true savior.
The God of heaven is a vengeful, repressive God. I serve the almighty Lord of hell. I am a minion of Satan, and no Irish priest shall cause me to deviate from my course.
Okay, well, that's enough calls. Time to bring out our guest. You know him as the man with the unusual ability to dominate others. At one time, he had over 100 followers. Leader of the family that killed Sharon Tate, Gary Hinman, and at least 6 other people. Live via satellite from Pelican Bay State Prison in California, I give you Charles Willis Manson!
Hello, Dominic. It's great to be here.
Okay, well, the first question, which I am sure is on everyone's mind, is when are you getting out?
Well, I'm eligible for parole now, man, but they won't give me a hearing.
And what are your plans when you get released?
Well, start the family back up, you know. I've been keeping my eye on the public spotlight. You know, there's quite a few celebrities that need to be taught a lesson, you know.
Really? Want to mention any names?
Well, that bitch Barbara Walters, for one. She really did a hatchet job on me in the press a while back. And I need to fly over to Europe and catch that dickhead Roman Polanski. Well, we missed him the first time, but it won't happen again.
And just how much of a role did sex play in your family?
Role? Brother, it was all about sex. I had the finest bitches in the valley doing my bidding. If I sent it, they did it now, man. You try and get 3 gals to go out and knock someone off for you, it do anything.
any secrets of the trade you'd like to share?
Yeah, actually, LSD. Lots of it. It's a wonder drug. Enough LSD and you can make a woman do anything.
What are you doing to spread the word of the Lord of Darkness while you're incarcerated?
It's hard, man. It's really hard. The Muslims are everywhere in here. My followers manage to smuggle pig blood into me now and then, and if the Muslim gets uppity, I just douse them with the blood, and they run screaming all of this and all of that.
Any prophecies?
Yeah, the Rage War is a-coming, brother. Take up your arms and build your camps in the desert. Fight the oppressors, man. Fight the pigs.
Okay, well, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for joining us on Satan Chat this week, Charlie. Join us again next week when we attempt to open the seventh gate of hell live right here on this show. There you have it, Satan Chat. Quite possibly that's going to become a regular on this show, a regular bit, depending on what you guys say about it, so let me know.
Home. I have no home. Hunted. Despised. Living like an animal. The jungle is my home. But I shall show the world that I can be its master. I shall perfect my own race of people. A race of atomic supermen that will conquer the world.
Okay, that's it for this week. I know you guys wanted a longer show, but this is all I could fit in. If you are wondering, the show is, of course, pre-recorded, and here it is, Friday night, quite late, and I've got to tie this up and get it uploaded to the Vampire Radio server so it airs on time on Sunday morning, Sunday afternoon, depending where you are. Join me next week for an all-new edition of The Cancer Experience. We're going to have some more bits, of course. I would like to thank Doc Webster for providing the voices of Charles Manson, and for Scarlett for doing the voices of Dominic's groupie. Also, thank you to Smilin' Bandit and McNivian for sending in material that I use throughout the show. Stay tuned for The Freak Show coming up shortly right here on VampireRadio.com. The Freak Show stars Adam, Brittany, Michael, and Lowell. And if you like this program, I'm sure you'll like that one too. For full details on all the programs available on Vampire Radio, go to the Vampire Radio website at www.vampireradio.com. You'll find full program lineup listings and details. Catch some of the shows by our other great DJs, Doc Webster, and Smilin' Bandit, and Kurgy. We got something that I'm sure you'll like. Thanks again for tuning in tonight, and I'll talk at you next week.